What a storm. Gentlemen, that's a damn good blizzard. I advise no one to leave the house. Leave the window shut. We're all safe inside.
Johnny, son of Scully, in a tone which defined his opinion of his ability as a card player, challenged the old farmer of both gray and sandy whiskers to a game of high-five.
You still don't have enough, eh?
We'll see who'll have enough later on.
But no cheating this time, eh? Or I won't play with you, understand?
They sat close to the stove and squared their knees under a wide board. The cowboy and the easterner watched the game with interest.
Now let's see what's happening here.
The Swede remained near the window, aloof, but with a countenance that showed signs of inexplicable excitement.
Now, show me what you can.
What lousy cards you gave me there. How can a man win with a hand like that?
Oh, that's not my fault. No fortune is dealing the cards. But look what I got here. Just have a look. Full house. What do you say to that?
What I say to that? I say I'm leaving this here thing. I've got enough of you, you scoundrel.
What are you blaming me for? Just because I'm the better player, old man? No need to get all sucked up about it.
Well, still anybody interested in a game of cards?
Yep, I join you. Better than sitting around doing nothing.
Great. And Mr. Blank, what about you?
All right, I'd be up for a round.
And you, mister?
Yeah. And what kind of game is this?
Poker. High five, what you call it. It's got many names.
Sometimes we call it Pedro or Cinch.
Yes, or Double Pedro.
Doppel Pedro, is that it? I know that. In Sweden it is called Trommebö.
Well, there you go. Now come and join us.
Do you play for money?
Nah, no money involved. It's just fun.
Good, good.
The Swede strode toward the men nervously, as if he expected to be assaulted. Finally, seated, he gazed from face to face and laughed shrilly.
Well, let's get at it. Come on now.
They began to play, and their interest in the game caused the others to forget the manner of the Swede. The cowboy was a board wanker. Each time that he held superior cards, he wanked them, one by one, with exceeding force, down upon the improvised table, and took the tricks with a glowing air of prowess and pride that sent thrills of indignation into the hearts of his opponents.
Here, aces and eights. What you say to that? Seems to be my lucky day, huh?
A game with a board wanker in it is sure to become intense. The countenances of the Easterner and the Swede were miserable whenever the cowboy thundered down his aces and kings, while Johnny, his eyes gleaming with joy, chuckled and chuckled.
Great, great game. How about another round?
Well, naturally.
Oh, why not?
Great. Here we go again.
I suppose there have been a good many men killed in this room.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I mean.
I am a liar if I do. Now, what might you be driving at, mister?
Oh, maybe you think I have been to nowhere. Maybe you think I'm a tenderfoot.
I don't know nothing about you. And I don't give a damn where you've been. All I got to say is that I don't know what you're driving at. There ain't never been nobody killed in this room.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, mister?
Apparently it seemed to the Swede that he was formidably menaced.
They say they don't know what I mean.
I don't understand you.
Oh, I see. You are all against me.
Say, what are you getting at?
I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight.
Well, who the hell thought you did?
Gentlemen, I suppose I'm going to be killed here before I can leave this room. I suppose I'm going to be killed here before I can leave this house.
His eyes was the dying swan look.
Through the windows could be seen the snow turning blue in the shadow of dusk. The wind tore at the house, and some loose thing beat regularly against the clapboards with a spirit tapping.
What's the matter here?
These men are going to kill me.
Kill you? Kill you? What are you talking about?
The Swede made the gesture of a martyr.
What is this, Johnny?
Damn divino, I can make no sense to it. He says, a good many men have been killed in this room, or something like that. And he says he's going to be killed here too. I don't know what ails him. He's crazy, I shouldn't wonder.
Kill you? Kill you, man, you're off your nut.
Oh, I know what will happen. Yes, I'm crazy. Yes, of course. I'm crazy, yes, but I know one thing. I know I won't get out of here alive.
Well, I'm doggone.
You've been troubling this man.
Why, good God, I ain't done nothing to him.
Gentlemen, do not disturb yourselves. I will leave this house. I will go away because I do not want to be killed.
Will you tell me what is the matter, you young devil? What's the matter anyhow? Speak out.
Blame it. Don't I tell you don't know? He says we want to kill him. It's all I know. I can't tell what ails him.
Never mind, Mr. Scully, never mind. I will leave this house. I will go away. Because I do not wish to be killed. Yes, of course, I'm crazy. Yes, but I know one thing. I will go away. I will leave this house. Never mind, Mr. Scully. Never mind. I will go away.
You will not go away. You will not go away until I hear the reason of this business. If anybody has troubled you, I will take care of him. This is my house. You are under my roof, and I will not allow any piece of the man to be troubled.
Never mind, Mr. Scully. Never mind. I'll go away. I do not wish to be killed.
Swede moved toward the door, which opened upon the stairs. It was evidently his intention to go at once for his baggage.
No, no! Now what does this mean?
What? We didn't do nothing to him.
No, you didn't?
I swear I didn't. Why, this is the wildest loon I ever see. We didn't do nothing at all. We were just sitting here playing cards and he...
Mr. Blank, what has these boys been doing?
Well, I didn't see anything wrong at all.
But what does it mean? I have a mind to ladder you for this, me boy.
Well, what have I done?